What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Where did that cold front go?
Man, I got really spoiled by our 2 weeks of false fall. What is it, number three?
It was false fall number three. That is correct.
Summer has returned. Oof, and it's really not even that hot outside, but... man, was I sweating like a dog coming into work today.
Supposed to be like 90 today and like 94, 95 man. Tomorrow and Saturday.
It was kind of sad. I walked around the house and I closed all the windows. We've been doing the attic fan every day because it's cheaper than AC. And I was like,
I've been keeping the back door open every day, enjoying the kids screaming on the playground at the elementary school.
Windows are open and you hear all the cars driving by.
Not today.
Guess we're back to AC today.
Man. Anyway. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday afternoon. We do have some updates on the manhunt in Utah. There was a news conference that was scheduled for earlier this afternoon. It has been postponed because of, quote, rapid developments.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's anybody's guess, but
it could be anything.
Do we think maybe they have the guy in custody?
Well, you had mentioned, and I went back and looked at that picture off the air before the show, that they have released an up-close image from what appears to be CCTV footage from inside a stairwell,
right,
of who they believe the suspect is. But, I mean, you can't really tell.
Really? If you knew him, you wouldn't know who that was?
It looks to me like just the average Joe. He's got dark black sunglasses on. You can't see his eyes. There's no distinct features, like a crazy jawline. He looks, based on the picture they've released, pretty average. So I don't know.
Mm.
But we'll see. Obviously, there's something going on because they're talking about, quote, rapid developments.
Which, whatever that means, I don't know. The T-shirt he's wearing is very descript. Very unusual, has half of an American flag on it, and then I can't make out what the other half of the shirt is, but and his hat is very unusual. It's not like a, you know, Chicago White Sox hat or, you know, a Washington Nationals hat. It's a very descript hat.
And we're also starting to get more information about what led up to it, how long he was up on the roof. If you did way too much doom scrolling like I did over the last 24 hours, I'm certain that you probably saw a clip on social media somewhere where people captured this guy before the shots were fired.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can see him walking along a roof. He's holding what appears to be a gun.
And there was one video that I saw where a guy is literally filming him on the top of the roof and saying, what is this guy doing up there? Is there a sniper on the roof for some reason? And they were, I think, mistaking him for somebody from the police department or a security team or whatever, saying, you know, look at this guy. He's up on the roof. It's a sniper. And you can clearly make out that it's somebody laying down ready to shoot if necessary.
Now, that's pretty par for the course, specifically for big events now, to have snipers along rooftops. But typically when it's the professionals, you don't see them.
Well, I'm just curious what these, quote, rapid developments are. And I'm wondering if, and I'm just spitballing here, if before the end of the show, we're going to have a report that they've got somebody in custody or they have identified who this person is and they're still looking for him.
And who is the person they were questioning yesterday?
I think there were two people.
There were two. Yeah.
Well, there was the first guy that they arrested, charged with obstruction of justice, and then released.
And then the second guy who
was the person of interest that we heard about in the press conference, but then
nothing
moments
to do
later,
with it. Right.
The governor said, whoever did this, we will find you. So that tells me that at the time, they didn't have a whole lot of confidence that they had the right guy.
But you know what's so disappointing is I was watching one of the three major cable news channels this morning. Both of these men, and only one of them was publicly identified, but both of these men have received death threats.
I think both have been identified.
Oh, have they both been identified?
I do believe so.
Then I misspoke. But they're receiving death threats. They had nothing to do with it. I mean, leave them alone for the love of God. They got caught up in the whole thing. How? I don't know.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything wrong. Leave them alone.
Recall last year, there was a gentleman that was arrested, detained, following the shooting at the Chiefs parade.
Loudermill, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was not connected to what had happened.
That's right.
He has since passed.
Yes, he has.
There were writings found on the rifle and on the ammunition.
Have a rifle?
Yeah, they did find it. It was in the woods in a neighborhood not far from the building.
Oh, I did not see that detail. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Among the markings were initials. Whose initials? We have no idea.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This sounds very familiar with what was the most recent shooting?
The church school, the religious school.
That's right. And there were markings on the casings and on the rifle.
And on the magazines.
On the magazines.
That's right.
We also had the Luigi Mangione had writings on the shells.
Did he? Oh, that's right.
Yep. Whatever the three words are that relate to endurance, deny something, something.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go with this story today?
I don't know.
I mean, Sam, you and I were talking off the air before the show on the phone. The FBI is now offering $100,000 for information as to who this person is.
Yeah.
And I...
I mean, there's story after story of people trying to figure out what caliber of bullet was used, what type of gun. Of course, I had not seen the report that they found the gun. I mean, there's speculation all over the place. Where do we go with it until we have any hard facts? I don't know.
One of the interesting things about this modern era, one, is that there are cameras everywhere.
Clearly.
And two is we as a people do not have patience.
What do you mean?
We want to know everything about everything right now. As we know, nature abhors a vacuum, and that vacuum is going to be filled with all kinds of things. A lot of it's speculation about all kinds of things. We don't know.
Also suggesting that near the gun that they found in the woods, they found footprints from the footwear. They also saw what looked like a forearm print in the dirt, like there had been army crawling of some sort, and a palm print as well.
Huh.
So hopefully they are closing in on this guy.
Forensic science is a fascinating thing.
I would almost bet, and again, spitballing, I would almost bet they already know who they're looking for. They have a name. They've got a picture. They're trying to figure out where he was. Did he cross over into Canada? Did he cross over into Mexico? Where is he? I would almost bet they have a name. I mean, this picture and Sam, I'm going to disagree with you on this. You say it's just an average guy, brown hair, glasses, hat. I guarantee you there's somebody watching the news today who knows exactly who that is.
Oh, I would not disagree with you there. But in terms of, like, would you recognize that man walking down the street if you walked past him based on that photo?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you could recognize 500 white men, middle-aged, based on that photo.
But what I'm saying is, you know, everybody is close to somebody, right? So if that was a picture of you, Sam, wearing a hat and glasses, or you, Dan, wearing a hat and glasses, I would know I would say, oh, my God, that's Dan Weinbaum. Oh, my God, that's Sam Stevie.
And nowadays, with everybody being online and the way this stuff flies across social media, whoever might know this person more than likely sees that and goes, oh,
I could use $100,000 and do the right thing.
And we were also having an interesting discussion in the newsroom before the show about what we show and what we share in the modern era.
What do you mean?
Yesterday when we got word, I don't remember who said it first in the newsroom, but somebody, I may have been Boss, who came out and said, did you guys see that Charlie Kirk was shot at an event in Utah? I went to Google. There was zero information. Mm-hmm. I went to trusted news outlets. There was zero information. Mm-hmm. I went to Twitter and it took one search. And the only thing that I could find was post after post of the gruesome video that I'm sure many of you have seen.
Which I would encourage no one to watch.
What does that serve?
What does what serve?
Sharing that video. And I reposted it. I'll fully admit I've since deleted it. It was the only thing to repost at the time.
Most people, as we know, when you go to an event, a lot of people will be holding up their phones so they can record or take pictures of whatever they're there to do. And sometimes they live stream. And that's just a typical thing that people do nowadays. And I would also offer up that most people are not there to be journalists and broadcasters and run
because they aren't
ethics of what they are recording and then sharing. Because most people, if this happened and they were recording it, are probably thinking, oh, my God. Look at this.
From the text line, Philly's Karen has not been identified, and her video and face has been all over the internet. True. But she didn't kill Charlie Kirk, and there's not a $100,000 reward on identifying her.
But I think the texter's point is, you know, wouldn't somebody who knew Philly's Karen have identified her by now?
Yeah. I'm sure plenty of people have called TMZ and the New York Post and said, you know, it's... Myra Mills. Okay, I'm just making up a name. And they just can't confirm it.
Myra, if you're listening, we're sorry.
And Myra, if your last name is Mills, we're really sorry.
Well, people in her circles, the Philadelphia...
They know exactly who she is.
They know exactly who she is, you know. Oh. But, I mean, we did not witness a crime occurring with the baseball.
Theft.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Child abuse.
Right.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hard to believe it's been 45 years. But the man who killed John Lennon outside the former Beatles Manhattan apartment building in 1980 has been denied parole for a 14th time. Mark David Chapman, 70 years old. So he was what, 25?
Yeah.
When he committed this murder? Appeared before a parole board on August 27th. The decision was recently posted online. Chapman fatally shot Lennon on the night of December 8th, 1980, as the musician and his wife, Yoko Ono, were returning to their Upper West Side apartment. I've actually been to, I think it's called the Dakota.
Okay.
The Dakota Apartments.
The site where it happened?
Yes. And not far from there, if you go just to the east, inside Central Park, there's this beautiful mosaic on the ground inside Central Park. And it just says imagine in the middle, and then it's a mosaic in a circle around it.
Yeah, and stone.
People put candles there and everything. It's actually quite beautiful. David was in town last night.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Old D4VD.
The singer.
Have we figured out what type of music he plays yet? We have never talked so much about somebody that we have
never
so
heard
little
of.
Information about.
Can you look and see if there's a clean song that we can play? I'm not saying that his songs are dirty.
He's got two songs with 1.5 billion or more listens on Spotify.
Okay, somehow we missed the bus, and that's okay. That's okay. The singer, who had a body turn up in the trunk of his Tesla in Hollywood, California, performed in Kansas City last night. David Burke, who goes by D4VD, David, is not facing charges. Los Angeles authorities say he is cooperating. Lines outside the Truman stretched for blocks last night.
Well, I mean, with that big of a following, I can only imagine. By the way, this song, not a good look, didn't age well. One of his biggest songs called
Body in the Trunk.
Romantic Homicide.
Okay, the drums are overmodulated.
There you have it. There's David for you. And apparently the fans in Kansas City did not care.
Many fans dressed in red paint blood splattered dress shirts for his breakout song and video, Romantic Homicide.
Huh. From the text line, my 11-year-old loves him. But again, though, and I made this argument yesterday when we brought it up, if my truck were parked here at work and Mission PD, who often frequents our parking lot, happen to drive by and find a dead body.
I'm not laughing about a dead body.
I don't think that they would, by the way, not just a dead body in a bag in a state of decomposition that where they cannot tell you when this person died or whether or not it's a man or a woman or any identifying features. Something tells me the Mission PD wouldn't say, hey, go ahead and have a good show, man. We'll talk to you when you get back.
You think they might take you downtown?
I think that I'd probably be taken in for questioning.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a safe assumption. Now, there have been people on the internet saying, well, it was in an impound lot. He didn't have control over the vehicle.
It had only been in the impound lot for 2 days.
Exactly. My point exactly.
One fan from Kansas City, Allison Castillo, says, I was like, girl, no, he didn't. Okay.
With regard to a body being in a bag in his frunk?
Correct.
That word makes me nervous.
A Tesla registered to the 20-year-old David Anthony Burke, that's his real name, was towed to a Hollywood, California impound lot where someone later noticed a stench. Investigators on Monday of this week, so 2 days before the show,
yeah,
found a decomposing body inside the front trunk, believed to be a woman.
Another fan waiting in line told WDAF-TV, obviously, I don't think he did it. He wasn't even in the same state when it happened. And how could we know his car was stolen or if he wasn't even there? Yeah.
When what happened? The murder?
We don't know.
Do we know when this person was murdered?
There's something fishy going on here.
You think? I'm not saying he did anything wrong. Maybe he loaned the car to a buddy. I have no idea. But the car's in his name.
Yeah.
And a dead body was found in the car.
Which, by the way, I do believe that if, say, you buy a used vehicle and there is a copious amount of drugs stuffed in the door panel, because, you know, that's where smugglers put drugs, and cops find it, even though you had no idea those drugs were in there, you are now charged for possession of those drugs, correct? As far as I understand it, anyway.
Certainly a possibility.
Would that not apply to a decomposing body in your trunk?
Here's what I want to know, and nothing against the Truman, great venue. If he's got songs that have more than a billion hits online on Spotify, why isn't he playing at T-Mobile?
Something tells me that those two particular songs probably blew up on like TikTok and Reels, and he just hasn't really exploded to that point yet.
Okay. Can you play me another snippet of that song?
Well, let's go to the other one. He's got those
what's,
two big
what's
hits.
The other one called?
This one is called Here With Me.
Here With Me by D4VD.
I have not pre-listened to this one, so here we go.
All right, let's keep our ears open.
That's what I'm saying. Nice groove, though.
Like it.
Almost like Steven Sanchez-y.
Yeah, there's a little Steven Sanchez here. Almost like a 1960s ballad.
I mean, it's good music. You've got a lot of talking to do to let police know why there is a decomposing body in your car, sir. Oh, this is good.
It is good. He is good.
And yes, text line, we don't really buy what they're selling meter is off the charts right now.
All right, telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Michael Mackey swings by at 4 o'clock. New published author of the book, You Have 4 Minutes. You can find it at Amazon.com or in your neighborhood bookstore. Wow, you're about to make me cry.
This song gives me goosebumps every time I hear
it. Oh, my God. You're too young to remember it, aren't you?
I remember, I think, I could be misremembering, but if I remember correctly, I do remember going home.
From school?
Yeah, I was in preschool. I was 4.
Jeez.
Obviously, I don't have any clear recollection of the day, but if I remember correctly, I think that we got word and my mom came and picked my sister and I up and we went home.
I was 30 years old. I was the news director here at the radio station. We were in the old building at the time.
Yeah.
In Westwood. And I normally would get into work about, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, come home at 6, 7 at night. And I was, we only had one daughter. Sarah was our only daughter at the time. And I was getting ready for work. Back then, believe it or not, I used to wear suits. And I was tying my necktie. and I had Good Morning America on in the background. I was in the master bathroom, master bedroom, and Sarah was sitting in like a little rocker in the bedroom. And I remember, I think it was Diane Sawyer, and I can't remember the male anchor's name off the top of my head. He's still alive. And I heard Diane Sawyer say, we have some breaking news. I mean, they were really taken off by it. And I remember hearing Diane Sawyer in the background say, we have some breaking news. A plane has just hit the World Trade Center in New York. And I went out to the main part of the bedroom, and I was watching the TV, and everybody thought at the time that this was just some prop plane.
Like a Cessna 172, yeah, two-seater.
Or a business jet, yeah, or something like that.
Where, a couple of broken panes of glass, maybe.
Where maybe the pilot had a medical emergency or whatever, and had accidentally, because it was a very clear day in New York City 24 years ago, it was perfectly sunny. It was a perfect fall day. And everybody was thinking at the time that, you know, this is just some guy who had a medical emergency or whatever. Who knows? Accidentally flew his plane into the World Trade Center.
And they didn't have cameras trained on it yet, did they?
No. And so the first hit on the World Trade Center, I don't believe was ever captured on video. I may be wrong about that. If I am, I stand corrected. But they very quickly could train from a distance their cameras, you know, the cameras that are on the top of the Empire State Building or their building, whatever, in Midtown, and train it on the World Trade Center in downtown. And, you know, you're seeing all this smoke, and you're like, oh, man, that's bad. And then I'll never forget, the phone rings at the house, and it's my boss, and he says, hey, we don't know what's going on in New York, but why don't you hurry it up? And I'm like, I'm on my way. I just got to drop Sarah off at daycare, and I'm on my way. And I dropped her off. She was a gal named Gretchen. I'll never forget. Gretchen was her daycare provider. And I'm heading into the office. I'm listening to our coverage on what was then 980 KMBZ on the AM dial. And Peter, they were basically playing the whatever was on ABC TV. It was Peter Jennings.
The national broadcast.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And then I remember hearing Peter Jennings say, oh my, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's close enough to be dangerous. Oh my God, a second plane has just hit the World Trade Center. This is no longer an accident. And I was like, oh my God. My cell phone rings. It's my boss. He goes, get your ass to work now. And I said, I'm halfway there. I'm on my way.
All of a sudden, speed limits flew out the window.
Yeah, the car doesn't fly, but I'll try. And that was the day that literally changed the history of this country.
So the first strike was captured by a crew on the street.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Okay. Then I stand corrected. But this is one of those moments where you remember exactly where you were.
Yeah, 24 years ago.
There's a handful of those in my lifetime. The Challenger explosion in 1986. I remember exactly where I was. Princess Diana's death in 1997, I believe it was. I remember exactly where I was when I heard that Ronald Reagan being shot.
More recently, Queen Elizabeth?
No. And nothing against Queen Elizabeth, but it wasn't, I mean, we all knew that was coming. It wasn't.
No, I know where I was.
It wasn't. Where were you?
At the lake.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have no idea where I was when I learned Queen Elizabeth died.
I was still in bed on 9/11 because I was in the Mountain Time Zone in Albuquerque, living and working there. So a couple of hours behind on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still relatively early for us out there being shaken awake. Look at the TV. And they were already replaying.
Absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. You know what I wish? They don't do it anymore, but I wish they would. Because I think it's a poignant reminder. But for years, MSNBC used to start. Sam, will you tell me? I think it was 8:46 a.m. It might have been earlier than that when the first plane hit the World Trade Center. And what MSNBC used to do is they would start with the Today Show from September 11th, 2001 at like 10 minutes before the first plane hit.
So it was 8:46 a.m. You were right.
Okay. Yeah. 8:46 a.m.
So they would go back and play it starting at 8:36.
So that would be 7:46 our time. So MSNBC used to, and they did it for years, would start at, 7:35 our time. The Today Show with Matt Lauer and Katie Couric. And it was really weird to see the silly People magazine kind of things that they were reporting on that day, not knowing that in 10 minutes, the entire world is about to change. And millions of lives, and more specifically, thousands of lives in New York and D.C. and in Pennsylvania are going to change drastically. And this country's history is going to be written. And men and women are going to go into combat. And it was so interesting to see the goofy things that we were concerned about or interested in or cared about.
It was a morning TV show.
Yeah, only to know that in 10 minutes, Matt Lauer is going to say, a plane has just struck the World Trade Center. Here's the video. And I think they did that for about 20 years. They stopped a handful of years ago. But I wish they would go back to doing that.
Some stupid skit about Thanksgiving recipes coming up or something dumb, Like, oh, or what, fall's what, almost here.
What's the big holiday, the Halloween candy this year, right. Why does everybody hate this candy and love this candy? And I just wish they would go back to doing that. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wow. And I guarantee you, any of you of age know exactly where you were when you heard the news that a plane had flown into the World Trade Center in New York, that a second plane had flown into the World Trade Center in New York, that a plane had flown into the Pentagon, and that a plane had crashed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Sid in Lee's Summit. Sid, good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Oh, good. Good to hear.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I worked in Times Square 24 years ago and worked for a company on 45th and 6th Street. And you could, the smell of just like fuel and gas was unreal. Had people that I used to work with that went down there to watch. And it was unbelievable. And someone I knew also was going for an interview into the building when Tower One fell. Mm. And luckily went out for a smoke and made it out.
Did the debris go all, because you would have been in Midtown roughly.
Midtown, yeah, Times Square.
Did the debris come all the way up to Midtown?
No, we didn't see any of the debris, but you could definitely feel it. Like you could feel like the, I don't know how to describe that. You could definitely feel like the sense of, holy crap, that just happened.
Wow. Were you at work when you found out?
I was at work, and the first thing that came to my mind was kamikazes or hit the towers. And then we just like ran to the TVs, and then just like you were talking about, we brought in a TV into our conference room and mm-hmm. saw the second tower hit. And then we were all like, you know, what do we do?
So you thought on the first hit, this is a terrorist attack.
Oh yeah. Talk kamikazes. I'm like, something crazy is happening. No way a plane's going to hit that tower. Huh. No way a plane's in that tower unless it's done on purpose. They're so huge. There's no way.
Wow.
There's no way. It was aimed. So, yeah. And then it's getting out of the city was amazing. Like, just all the people that work, that commute in, needed to get across, and the bridges and tunnels were closed. So
Where did you live? Obviously not in Manhattan.
In New Jersey.
Hoboken?
Across the river. Yeah, in Hoboken.
How did you get home?
The water taxis were coming across. So pretty much anybody that had a ferry was coming across the river and allowing people to get on there for free, and then ferried over to a Weehawken terminal, and then walked from Weehawken to Hoboken.
Wow.
And then probably 3 miles, walked 3 miles to the train station, took a train back into mid New Jersey, like Passaic County area. Yep.
Sid, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you for the memory.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, be well.
Bye.
Al in Brookside. Al, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. I'm a lot older than you, but it was just as great a shock as 9/11 when Jack Kennedy was shot in Dallas.
Mm.
I was 23 or 24 and in law school, and it was a shock. The same. They shut Broadway down for 3 or 4 days. There was all the mourning and the pageantry of a presidential funeral, and the whole country was very, very in mourning. Republicans and Democrats.
In shock, I would imagine.
Yeah, I said that. In shock.
Yeah.
And that was the reaction all over the country. Unless you lived through it, you know, you can be told about it. But it was just as great as the shock of 9/11.
I'll be darned. Al, thank you for the call, man. Do appreciate it. Stephanie in Leawood. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. I was just going to share a different memory. I was a second grade teacher, and the day after, I remember a student coming in and saying, why do the planes keep hitting that building? Because the kids were seeing the replay over and over again, and they just didn't realize what had happened, and they thought the plane kept running into the building.
How did you explain that?
That was so hard because you couldn't even really explain it to yourself. You know, you were trying to deal with that, but to say, you know, this is something that has happened in our history. And I was such a young teacher. I was only in my fourth year of teaching. And that memory has just stayed with me, that the kids had absolutely no idea what was going on and thought it kept happening.
And Stephanie, I don't know if you see it anymore. I've watched a couple documentaries about it. It is still, after all this time, gut-wrenching to watch those planes fly into that building.
It is. It is.
Almost like jolt back in shock. And I know what's coming. I've seen the footage 1,000 times. And yet I still shock back and like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, I cannot believe it's been a quarter of a century.
I can't either.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for the story.
Bye.
Jim in Topeka, you get the last word. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Hello.
Even out here in the rural area where I was still am a volunteer firefighter, I'm worried about where the next attacks are coming from and the days after and following and what I'm going to be called up to do. But also as an Army veteran, am I going to be called back to war and what have you? So I had a lot of things having to think about on that day and the days following. And the days following, to me, is as important as that day itself. And at the end of it, and at the end of what our country did, it finally brought respect to the service that I provided the country when I was in service. It gave me respectability being a firefighter. So there were things that, although it was extremely negative, but it revived us as a nation for pride in the military.
I think a lot of people, younger people, can't even imagine how united the country was in the days following September 11th, 2001.
Yeah. How many young people it inspired to join the military?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. His name escapes me at the moment. Forgive me. The guy who played for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Gave up a professional football career.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars and joined the Army. And I'm embarrassed that I can't recall his name right off the top of my head. I'm sure somebody in the text line will let me know. But we were so united following September 11th. I wish we could get that back. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.